Local officials are bringing their concerns about a proposed natural gas power plant in downtown Albany to power the Empire State Plaza to the governor. A proclamation signed by 24 Albany County legislators was dropped off at the state capitol Thursday. The paper, delivered to Governor Andrew Cuomo's office, calls on the governor to suspend what activists call the proposed Sheridan Hollow fracked natural gas microgrid and to issue a request for proposals to identify renewable alternatives to power the Empire State Plaza. The proposed microgrid project would be located on the site of the old Answers plant along Sheridan Avenue. During its heyday, the plant burned approximately 350 tons of waste each day, sending toxic materials into and sometimes beyond the downtown Albany air. People of Albany United for Safe Energy member Mark Dunlay says concerned citizens met with the governor's office Wednesday.
We particularly questioned them about what did it mean that the power authority had agreed to take a step back and actually look at renewable energy alternatives. So far, when we've met with NYPA, they've been pretty dismissive of it. And what we want is them to actually put out a full request for proposal to allow companies to come in and lay out how they could either use, say, geothermal or solar power to do what the state is trying to accomplish. The governor's office was unable to actually make a commitment and said they did not know what NYPA was thinking about at this point.
A spokesperson for the Cuomo administration told WAMC, quote, NYPA announced further study on this 2 weeks ago. Albany County Legislator Merton Simpson, co-chair for SHARE, the Sheridan Hollow Alliance for Renewable Energy, hand-delivered the proclamation.
Well, we don't want to hear about studies. We want to hear about a specific request for proposals. The information that we provided the governor gives a number of actual programs throughout the world where geothermal options have been used, from St. Patrick's Cathedral to the Nashville Airport. Right now, one of our major mentors and consultants is working with NYSERDA to develop projects all over New York State that actually use geothermal options. So the real question is, why is it that there are some places in the state that are doing what's right, but in communities of color, they're willing to do what the governor says he's against, which is frack fossil fuels, but they actually have a proposal which they said they're going to look at alternatives, they're going to consider alternatives. We don't want that kind of vague language. We want a concrete commitment to do what's right.
Dunlay fears the proposed microgrid would cause the Empire State Plaza to rely on natural gas produced from fracking for at least 90% of its electricity and 100% of its heating and cooling for years.
It would basically commit this low-income neighborhood to another 30 years of having gas burned in their community. We think we can do a much cleaner alternative, and if the governor is serious about moving away from burning fossil fuels, that he should be using the Empire State Plaza as a model.
Dunlay cites Oklahoma as an example of a state that heats its capital geothermally. You can view the proclamation at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.